CHCBT from KO4ROY. The name here is Troy, spelled phonetically Tango, Romeo, Oscar, Yankee, Troy. And I wanted to say, too, as far as your old radio there, if you can get, you might be able to search online and get the manual. I usually search just about any radio. You can find the manual online if you really look. It'll be a PDF file that they put it in. And you might be able to download the manual and read your manual on it, and you'll be able to figure it out. But a radio that's old, that's been sitting around, you may have to recap some of those capacitors. If you're not able to do it, you might have to have someone do it. Some of those electrolytic capacitors kind of dry out, or they kind of start leaking inside the radio, the chemical in there. And that can cause a lot of issues. As I've heard a lot of people say, you let a radio sit around a while, and the capacitors can kind of dry out in them. So that's the problem with that.
I didn't know that, to my knowledge. Although, you know, as long as I've been a ham, no one ever had told me that. Have joined the club with the people that used to go to your secret club. They never told me that information until you told me that now, there, Troy. I didn't know they would do something like that, ruin your radio that way, you know, but I'll take up that information and look that up on the computer, although I don't have a laptop or a computer. My laptop years ago, I had one. Someone gave it to me, and it was obsolete. It was an IBM laptop, so I had to toss that away, throw it away. It was no good. I had one of those old computers, and I threw that away. It was no good. So both of them was obsolete because they were not dated, even had it that upgraded to the point that where you can't upgrade kind of computers anymore, because the year wasn't the same year it was when it was that year when you should update it, because you couldn't do it, you know. But the thing of it is, I just had to get another laptop or a computer. I mean, laptops are very nice to have. You can take them anywhere you want. But I have to get a computer to get that done and find out more about this radio, the ICOM 738. It's an old radio, and like I said earlier, but it does very good. But like you said, it might cause a lot of problems in that, you know, leaking and all that, and I don't want that to happen, you know. I'm very particular about my equipment, and I try to take care of it best I can.